As Sienna stood with Langdon in the kitchen and pondered her next move, the unexpected roar of a high-horsepower engine echoed up from the street below. It was followed by a staccato burst of screeching tires and car doors slamming. Puzzled, Sienna hurried to the window and peered outside. A black, unmarked van had skidded to a stop in the street below. Out of the van flowed a team of men, all dressed in black uniforms with circular green medallions on their left shoulders. They gripped automatic rifles and moved with fierce military efficiency. Without hesitation, four soldiers dashed toward the entrance of the apartment building. Sienna felt her blood go cold.
"Robert," she shouted, "I don't know who they are, but they found us."
Down in the street, Agent Christoph Bruder shouted orders to his men as they rushed into the building. He was a powerfully built man whose military background had imbued him with an emotionless sense of duty and respect for the command chain. He knew his mission, and he knew the stakes. The organization for whom he worked contained many divisions, but Bruder's division, Surveillance and Response Support, was summoned only when a situation reached crisis status. As his men disappeared into the apartment building, Bruder stood watch at the front door, pulling out his comm device and contacting the person in charge.
"It's Bruder," he said. "We've successfully tracked Langdon through his computer IP address. My team is moving in. I'll alert you when we have him."
High above Bruder, on the rooftop terrace of Pensione La Fiorentina, Bianca stared down in horrified disbelief at the agents dashing into the apartment building.
"What the hell are they doing here?"
She ran a hand through her spiked hair, suddenly grasping the dire consequences of her botched assignment last night. With the single coo of a dove, everything had spiraled wildly out of control. What had begun as a simple mission had now turned into a living nightmare.
"If the SRS team is here, then it's all over for me."
Bianca desperately grabbed her Sectra Tiger XS communications device and called the provost.
"Sir," she stammered, "the SRS team is here. Bruder's men are swarming the apartment building across the street."
She awaited a response, but when it came, she heard only sharp clicks on the line, then an electronic voice which calmly stated, "Disavowal protocol commencing." Bianca lowered the phone and looked at the screen just in time to see the comm device go dead. As the blood drained from her face, Bianca forced herself to accept what was happening. The consortium had just severed all ties with her. No links, no association.
"I've been disavowed."
The shock lasted only an instant. Then, the fear set in.